So I'm here with number one overall pick, Anthony Bennett. Giving back to the kids. You know, you're out here at Boys and Girls Club. What does it mean to you to be able to come back home already and show kids what you've accomplished?
You know, this is where I grew up at. This was my roots, you know. So it just feels good to come back, speak to the kids, and basically just see how this whole environment changed, you know. But I'm glad that everybody's on track. You know, everybody's focused, staying out of trouble, and here at the Boys and Girls Club having fun.
Do you view yourself already as a role model for these kids?
I feel like I am, but, you know, I just trying to get a message across. You know, school comes first, basketball comes after. You know, without the degree, without schoolwork, you know, you really can't really make it that far.
It's a good message to have. Speaking about role models, you go into a team that's already got, I guess, one of your own, fellow Brampton native, Tristan Thompson. What does it mean to have Tristan already there as a support system?
You know, he's just a cool guy. I already met him, you know, a couple of times throughout the Team Canada training camp. And when I was out there in Cleveland, he came by. But, you know, he's just a real cool guy, looks out for everybody. I feel like any question, I can go to him as to, like, any coaches or anybody else on the team. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to be looking up to him throughout the whole season.
You going to give him a little bit of noise, seeing as you got the key to the city of Brampton on Canada Day? There's only one key to the city, right? I don't think Tristan got it.
I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure he didn't get it because I think they said I'm the fourth person to get it ever. But, you know, it's a huge honor, but, you know, it's not something to brag about. I'm just going to keep working. You know, it's my first year. I'm not trying to cause any trouble.
Not trying to cause any trouble, but I mean, like, no rookie hazing can beat that, right? Anytime he tries to haze you, you're like, yo, Tristan, where's your key to the city?
That's going to make them haze me even more. I'm chilling right now, man, staying humble. You know, I'm just going along with the ride and just getting better.
So getting into basketball now, Anthony. You had shoulder surgery in May. How's that progressing?
Pretty well, actually. They said I'll be back first week of August. They're doing rehab right now. I'm in the strengthening phase right now. And, you know, just trying to get the mobility back. But everything's fine right now. I'm just doing light shooting in the gym, not going too hard so it doesn't, you know, hurt. Doesn't hurt it again. But, you know, just trying to get back into it, man.
Now, I know it's been crazy today, like you said, just before we started talking here, you mentioned your schedule. Is it starting to sink in that, like, man, like, I'm the number one overall pick in the NBA draft?
I mean, not really, but it's a huge honor, but it hasn't really sunk in yet. You know, I've been back home just chilling with family and friends. Everybody's real happy for me, you know, but when I get back to Cleveland tonight, you know, it's really back to work.
Have you been at all surprised by the outpouring of acknowledgement by the Canadian media and by Canadian fans? This seems like it's been the biggest, I don't know, sports story in Canada in the last, I can't even remember, a few months at least.
I mean, it's a huge honor, you know, to be the first Canadian to go number one in the draft. You know, it's just making history. Everybody's proud. You know, I'm proud of myself. You know, all the hard work paid off.
Now, I know you want to be your own man. You want to be Anthony Bennett. That's how you want to be known in the NBA. But is there a guy that you kind of compare your game to? I know that you'd see yourself as maybe a stretched four in the NBA, somebody that can shoot the ball, take it inside. You got great length. You can rebound. Who do you compare yourself to, or who do you model your game after?
Everybody says Zach Randolph, but more athletic. There's people saying Carmelo Anthony. I heard of Larry Johnson. You know, they all are pretty great players. You know, I can just probably take a few things out of everybody's game.
Larry Johnson, eh? The UNLV connection.
Yeah.
So, I guess, lastly, you're now the face of Canadian basketball. After Andrew Wiggins, who everybody's acknowledging, who's the next Canadian? Who's the next Anthony Bennett?
I'm not sure. You know, there's a lot of great talent coming up, so anybody can have that spot. And just got to work hard for it.
Well, Anthony, thanks for your time, and I wish you the best of luck, man. Canada's watching you.